Good morning, Rabbi Osai. Maybe just to reread the last few lines in Os Hey here, the ones dealing with Yisurim Shalava that we had last night. That we had, excuse me, yesterday morning. Again, Musa Lashon Yisurim, upon a person who's pure, Yelen Yisayon, Ulahagil Schar Olam Haba, Kemoshanem, Alamana Noscha, Alamana Sosacha, Tibcha, Achir Isacha. If a person scrutinized his actions in a time of tzar, so what exactly is the pshat in Yisurim Shalava, at least according to excuse me, at least according to Rabbeinu Yonah? So it's interesting that initially he says that if there's no chait, so then the yisurim are nisayon. And then in conclusion, he defines them as yisurim shel ahava. So it could be, I'm not sure, this is shalobi in Aroi, that for Rabbeinu Yonah, the inyan of Yisurim Shalava is not simply Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, this tremendous tzaddik, so he'll be sovel, you know, Yisurim and Olam Haza, and then I'll that will allow me to owe him one for Olam Haba and Laharbos Scharo. Maybe at least part of what it means is this. Kayodua, the Medrash, and then later within the Rishonim, so we find two approaches to the Inyan of Nisayon. One of which you have in the Medrash, which is the one that the Ramban follows in his Perush al Torah, is that the Inyan of Nisayon is that when a person is challenged, so then a person will be pushed to achieve what he otherwise would not achieve. And this idea that there can be latent potential which will only be actualized when a person is put to the test is not just true of us, not just true of, you know, but it's true of a Sane Olam. It's true of Avraham Avinu. And Yitachen, that maybe the Pshat Yisurim Shel Ava is that again, it's not stam, you know, here I'm you know, you're getting a patch you don't deserve. So because of that, you're owed one, and the payback will be much better, because the patch was an Olam Hazah Dika patch, and the payback will be an Olam Haba. No, maybe the Pshat is. The Pshat Yisurim Shel Ava is that was it? I think the Medrash describes Avraham Avinu as crying on the way to the Akedah. So even if Avraham Avinu, that there were Yisurim involved, and Nisayon involves Yisurim. Yisurim pose a Nisayon. If the person then responds to that Nisayon, and there's latent potential which otherwise wouldn't have been actualized, that is actualized, and because of that, he reaches an even higher level, a higher madrega in his avodas Hashem. So then, taka, the person will have earned the schar, and maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah, that's his havana in Yisurim Shel Ava, and that's sort of his response to what otherwise is the question. What Rosham doesn't really have a system give the maximum schar without giving a person undeserved yisurin? That's the sort of the question which is generally, posed. That's the challenge which is posed to this, and maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah has anticipated that, and is explaining to us what he means by these Surim Shalava, the pshat, and how they work. I think the Medrash that the Ramban quotes in Vayera, I think, gives an example that, let's say, you have pishtun, you have flax, you have linen. So the way you convert it into something which will be then suitable for making a fine garment, you have to beat it. You have to beat the pishtun. That's the way the potential within the pishtun is extracted. That's the way it surfaces. And Yitachen, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding in this view in Chazal is of Yisurim Shalava. Interesting. The Rambam Lashitaso, I guess, in light of this, a little bit of Lashitaso. We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam makes a point of saying, this is a view in Chazal, he says, but not necessarily the view in Chazal. It's an opinion in Chazal. So the Rambam, when he talks about Nisayon, he goes with the other view in the Medrash. When the Rambam talks the other view in Chazal in terms of how to understand what the Inyan Nisayon is, Lashon Nes. Right? Nes is like a banner, like a flag that flies high, a banner. And Nisayon means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who Avraham Avinu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how the lengths of Avraham Avinu is Avos Hashem. But he wants us to know. He wants it to serve as an example and an inspiration for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu stages a Nisayon, Lashon Nes, Lahodia, that we should have that example and that role model. So the same way the Rambam is not so inclined to the view of Yisurim Shalava, he also inclines to the other Havana in Chazal in terms of Nisayon. Does that mean that there's some kind of sort of machlokes in Toras Ha'odom here, as to whether or not maybe the Rambam would say that he thinks that a person is capable and of actualizing all latent potential without a nisayon, and maybe ultimately the kodesh machlokes is in how to understand man and his potential. Again, we're concluding Rabbeinu Yonah's discussion of the first of the six circumstances or stages of life which should prompt a person to do tshuva. So, me'inyan adach hazeh shah zachanu ha'tshuva b'yom ha'mavas. V'os ha'chote ki chol sa'ela ha'ra'a v'avda sikvasa. When a person sees that the end of his life has come, he has no more hope in terms of olam hazeh. K'moshe kosuv, b'mos adam rasha tova tikva. If the person says vidui at that point, v'shav al Hashem b'lev shalom, and repents to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam hatshuva hahi mo'ila. That tshuva is also effective. Rabban Shalom accepts that tshuva also. It's true. Afal pish erem asegas, this tshuva is hashav be'etzem tumo. It's not the equal of the tshuva in the when a person is at a much earlier stage in life, kashi hegdamnu b'shar harishon. Here there's something interesting. Excuse me just 1 second. Just obviously, there's no such thing as gavra kolomis, but for purposes of just contrast to help us notice a point here in Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's just review the lashon of Rambam here in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam says v'chein bali chatos v'ashamos be'eshem mivin kovenosen al shigegosen o al zdonon. Ein miskapel lahen bekorbanan ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu v'idoy dvarim. V'chein, kol mechuyavei misos bezden u'mechuyavei malkus. Ein miskapel lahen b'misosan ol b'il kiyosan ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu. So the Rambam has it in the opposite sequence, right? The Rambam says, Yasu tshuva v'yizvadu. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the line we just read, writes, Hum mizvade b'eisahi v'shav el Hashem b'lev shalom. Now again, the point is not gavra gavra karamis, but the point is to sort of just the contrast, to highlight. L'chora, what the Rambam says is the logical way, right? The vidoy is an articulation of what a person is feeling and experiencing, right? So first the person has to experience the remorse, and the person has to have the resolve lahaba. And then he can say it in the vidui that Rimono Shel Olam nichamti u'barosh Shel Olam enechaz l'dav hazeh. So the way the Rambam sequences it is l'chora the logical way. So what's said over here that Rabbeinu Yonah says that whom is vado v'yisahi v'shaval Hashem b'leiv shalom. So I don't know, but I in a love, but perhaps as follows. In that context, it's not only appropriate, In that context, it's appropriate that the vidui and the tshuva will be simultaneous. That as the person is mizvada, he experiences what he's saying. What he's professing. As the person says nichamti, he experiences the nichamti. In that context, there's room, A, for such an assumption, and therefore, I'm not sure whether one should say that the vidui is ma'orah the tshuva, or the two are happening simultaneously. Maybe either or both are true. But that's meyuchad to that context. At any other stage in life, if there hasn't been the kiyum shabalev of tshuva first, the person shouldn't be mizvada. There's no assumption, there's no presumption that the person is going to experience what he says, right? One of the alchets is alchet shachtan lefanecha bevidui pen. That's one of our alchets. So there is no presumption that the person will experience what he says. B'shas misa, there is. And b'shas misa, it's therefore appropriate that to say, because as the person says, he experiences. Okay, so we'll stop here. B'li nadir et Hashem, next week, I guess we'll begin the Derech Hasheni. We'll try to focus on this drasha that we mentioned yesterday in Al Hatshuva, at least some parts of the later Mitzvah. Okay, have a good Dr. Morning, and be well, be safe.